BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers.
One wrestling match.
Where two rival brothers, one a ring heel and the other a hero, grapple over their late father's wrestling promotion business while vying for national attention in a small town in Georgia.
I'm Tim, and with me on the line is...
Jax!
And Jax...
The heel or hero, who's to say?
What do we watch this week?
Tim, this week we watched Heels.
In the red corner, shining brightly and standing on all four legs, a character who has gone down in history, our favorite reindeer, Rudolph!
Ooh, Heels. The show about wrestling from the... And the brothers are like, I'm a hero or I'm a villain. And the other one's like, yeah. And then they fight or whatever. What did you think about this show, Jax? Because I have very strong opinions.
Tim, sometimes when you start off the episode, I have no idea where you're going to go. But your horrific, condescending, passive-aggressive tone there makes me feel like you didn't love this, which is wrong, because this was awesome. This show was incredible. We have Stephen Amell, who plays Green Arrow in the TV series Arrow, and he's spectacular in this. He's so good. He's grovelly... gravelly kind of muscular, like macho vibe that he gives off with his, I don't know, he just has that vibe about him. He kills it in this. He's so good. We have Alexander Ludwig, who people will know from Vikings as Ragnar Lothbrok's son, Bjorn. Yes. And he kills it. He's got long, sexy hair. He's doing his own stunts. He's jumping about, doing flips, doing wrestling moves, and acting the shit out of it. He's amazing. Stephen Amell's amazing. This show has an incredible brotherly bond in the show. I found it really, really engaging. One of them's a hero on stage in the wrestling ring. One of them's the villain, but maybe in real life, it's the opposite way. Who's to say? I am. It's the opposite, and it's amazing.
All right, Jax, I can't listen to this anymore. So I've got to stop you. I've got to break down a couple of things you said. Firstly, listeners, Jax has clearly just whipped out a wrestling thesaurus and gone, this word, I guess, means wrestling, so I'm just going to say it. Jax has no idea what any of the words he just said really mean.
Secondly, what are you talking about? Name one word I didn't know the meaning of.
Grappling of a heel or whatever. Who cares?
Name two phrases I don't understand.
Secondly, as an actor, I will now never take your opinion to heart. I will never trust you ever again if you think that Alexander Ludwig and Stephen Amell were phenomenal in this show. Their acting is fine. They are fine. The writing is fine. The best parts of this are when they're pretending to be wrestling, but really they're doing a performance. Because really, that's what this show is about. This show is about what... Let's break down wrestling. And wrestling's not about... Wrestling isn't about the fighting or the drama. It's about the story. It's about the characters behind the story. And Stephen Amell, at heart, really plays a writer in this... And this like passionate writer. And I don't know. It just didn't sell it for me. It was just too long. Fundamentally, this show was just too long. This is an hour episode to start off the season. I'm going to argue, Jax, that if this was an hour and 40 minute movie, I'm in. I'm sold. One of the best movies that Stan have released. Maybe stars if you're in the US. Who cares? But this story has a tight one arc, which is like brother versus brother, the main event, as a poster showed us for about a minute.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I think what we got at the end of the first episode was a great end to the second act, and we're going into the final act, but unfortunately that final act is going to be 7 episodes long, or the rest of the season, however fucking long it's ended up to be.
Okay, that's, yeah, actually, I'm actually surprised because we were bitter rivals, like the two brothers, funnily enough. We haven't scripted this. He really is the villain of this episode. But okay, that's actually an amazing point. I actually, somehow, I've turned heel to be the good guy with you, or bad guy.
Oh my god. Say.
I'm losing phrases here, but I exactly. do 100% agree.
Throw out the Satoris Jax.
It's already on the ground. I've lit it on fire. I'm putting it out. But I don't have windows. No, but I actually think that's a really, really good point. That's really, I don't know. That's probably the biggest issue for me as well, is that like when it ends, like there's a finale moment that happens at the end of the episode and it is shocking and spectacular and heartbreaking. And I could not believe what I was watching. It was so like gut-wrenching and just, it was like shocking. Like my mouth was, my jaw was on the ground and I was like, oh my God. But I wasn't like, I can't wait for 7 more episodes. I did kind of feel like if this was like a 2-episode show, like if this was 2 hours and we were halfway, or yeah, as you said, second act and we've got about 45 minutes left. Yeah, maybe it should be a movie. Then maybe we'd get some more kind of epic, like, I don't know. Yeah, that could be, I don't know. We'll see when the show kicks off, but as a pilot, and that's what we do, we overly judge a show based off one single episode, the first episode, and as a whole first episode, the beginning, middle, and end of this arc, of this episode, I thought was amazing. There's a really great scene with Stephen Amell, like, driving through the town, and he, like, sees two kids, and he's been talking about, we've got to hold our personas on, like, he leaves barbecues early when people can see him and his brother, because they're enemies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And these two little kids look at him, and he kind of gives them a, like, classic arrow stare, and they're like, aah! And they run away, and then we just get a shot of him just being like, and he smiles to himself, and you can see that he's happy that his story, because he's a great writer, or he thinks he's a great writer. And I also find that really interesting, like this guy who thinks he's a great writer, but he's stuck in this town. Maybe his brother, who's kind of sexier and younger and, you know, the hero, is he going to break out of this town? But does he deserve to break out of this town? Because, you know, spoilers, he's the worst.
Yeah, he's an awful human being. His brother is an awful human being. And but don't you find it's just so cliche? It's just, you know that these two are going to be enemies or frenemies or brothers that love and love to hate each other, or I don't know, who cares? And you just know that that's going to be the crux of the series. So
yeah, that was what I found so engaging.
Because like fundamentally, this episode is about this like crazy like pro wrestler guy comes in to like recruit the younger brother and take him away and make him like a full professional wrestler. And Stephen Amell, the older brother, is like, oh, I don't know if you should leave. And it's like, I just feel like it's a bit obvious about where that's going to go based off just general, I've watched a TV series before and I don't know. Yeah, it just felt cliche. The writing felt boring and just nothingness. And there's a few moments there. I really do appreciate that they had a scene where they sat down and did a podcast called Two Brothers, One Pilot. I don't understand why we're not suing them for this, but I appreciate it.
I've sent a passive-aggressive email, but most of it is me praising how good the acting is.
Unfortunately,
so
I received that email, and you actually just sent it to our Gmail address.
Oh, no, I don't know how email works.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what you did there, but... Yeah, but it just felt like I've seen enough of this. I don't want to know more about this. In saying that, I did find myself by the end of the episode caring about the resolution and wanting certain things to happen, but only for maybe 30 to 45 more minutes, and then I'm like, I'm done. So I just know that it's going to formulate into this, like, now we're just going to get some world building and we're going to learn about the town and we're going to find out that the pie shop actually embezzles money in the bank or whatever. And it's just going to be some small town nonsense that just doesn't have too much going for it. I like the fact that this is a little meta Because Stephen Amell, I believe Stephen Amell is a big time wrestling fan, and he loves his wrestling, and he's been on the stage with them. He's gotten up. He's a big boy, and he's gone.
Wait, what do you mean? Do you mean he's wrestled before, or he's just been there as the Arrow? What do you mean by that?
So he has gone on stage with wrestlers and has been there as part of the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome. As Arrow or as Stephen Amell?
I think just as Stephen Amell before his Arrow career. And then he went off to do Arrow, where he's like insanely buff and just does crazy stunts.
Wait, so what do you mean? Do you mean he was a wrestler then? Is that what you're saying? So he's The Rock, but for TV?
No, I don't know if he's necessarily a wrestler, but he's definitely been in the arena doing certain things. I don't know.
What are you in the arena if not the wrestler? Was he an umpire?
Maybe. I don't know. Weird. Email us in. Find out. I'm not doing that much research.
I could do like the research right now, but I refuse, Tim. I refuse.
Nice.
I just, oh my God, I'm just imagining him. That actually makes a lot of sense if he's doing like wrestling stuff. Like, because in Arrow, he does that thing where he like just uses his arms to lift his body up on the rungs of the. Yeah, oh my God.
It's incredible. So epic. That stunt work is amazing. I'm just not excited by this. That's why I'm not going to continue watching. Why are you going to continue watching? Because I feel like you are.
Tim, it's one of those situations where I have a scroll and I unveil it and it rolls down to the end of the floor and it hits the floor, it hits the wall, and it keeps curling up. Because I have so many reasons as to why I want, mostly it's the actors. I think that Stephen Amell, if you've watched Arrow, you watched him be an amazing actor in a show that was pretty good. Oh, it was okay. And then it got better. And then it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And then by the final episode, you're like, he got dogs. That actor is awesome.
That's got nothing to do with his show.
No. But Tim, it does because they've cast him. So I am watching him. And I think that he does a great performance. I really enjoyed seeing him as the kind of, he's like the good guy, but he plays the villain. And then we've got Alexander Ludwig from Vikings. And I really thought he did a really good job of playing this kind of cocky, like brash young guy. And I thought they really fitted these brotherly roles. I found, obviously, with brothers, having a brother, spoilers, you. It's like, I just find that kind of dynamic very interesting. And I found that all the stuff to do with them was really strong to the point where, you know, he comes out and he's like, okay, this fight. And he starts scripting it and tells them what the script is. I was like on the edge of my seat, like, what's going to happen? How's this going to play out? How are these characters going to like, you know, how's it all going to, I don't know. I thought it was really, really interesting. I love the whole idea of wrestling. I don't really get into it. I have a mate that loves wrestling and sometimes I watch it. The Japanese wrestling's really good. There's one guy I really love, but I'm not really into it. But the idea of it, like when he talks to me about why he loves it, I'm like, man, I should love it more. Because it's like a combination of like football or sports or any sport you get into with like the two teams versus each other and like a superhero movie where you got your supervillain and your superhero, where it's cheesy dialogue, over the top dialogue, but big guys with giant muscles I wish I could have, but I'll never do because fuck going to the gym. And then they're just punching each other, doing big outlandish things. And someone's like, he's down, 2, 3, and he's back up and he's punching. And it's just like the most dramatic parts of storytelling to 12, cranked up to 12.
So we get that fun dynamic. AFL and the Thor movie have come together with two actors from other TV series. And that is why Jax is like this. So if you just happen to like Vikings, Arrow, Thor, and AFL, then maybe this TV series is for you. But apart from that, there's no reason to watch this. It's terrible.
No, Tim. Could I just say, so we've got Stephen Amell, superhero actor. We've got Alexander Ludwig from a show that I didn't really love that much because it copied too much of Game of Thrones, but now I hate Game of Thrones. Maybe I'll rewatch and love, but it's got swords. Also in this show is the actress that plays Kate Harper, who's in the back half of West Wing, I finished recently, which I loved. And there's someone else, and the guy from
True Blood.
Oh, True Blood. That's it. Not Lost. True Blood. So it's got all these little bit characters from all these bit things. So sometimes you just love seeing people perform, you know?
That's fair.
And that really kind of shapes how you see something. But I actually thought this was really, really interesting. It's kind of like diving into a world that I don't really care about, but maybe you're right. Maybe it should just be one movie. Tim, I have one more crazy fun little fact, unless you have more brutal things to tell me.
I don't want to talk about this any longer. Bring it on.
Amazing. So Tim, I was looking up Alexander Ludwig and I'm like, I feel like he's from other stuff besides playing Bjorn in Vikings. And I'm like, he was in the Hunger Games, Games. But also, he's in a movie I recently watched that's on Netflix called The Final Girls. But as I was looking up on Wikipedia and seeing this, I'm like, wait, 2015, he's in three films, but two of them are called Final Girls.
What?
In 2015, he played a character in a movie called Final Girl, and then later that year, played a character in a movie called The Final Girls. They're not sequels. They're not related in any way. They just happen to have essentially the same name, except Suicide Squad, James Gunn style, they've added a "the." I don't understand what's going on, but I just thought that was kind of a wild fact. Enough to mention it on the pod. It kind of blew my mind. I almost had more fun watching that than the episode. But
incredible way to end this. I truly appreciate it. And I'll see you next time.
Oh no, Tim. We've got a quick and fun opportunity to find out from our fans, our listeners, Tim, who do they think is the heel or villain?
Oh, and who do they think is the hero? Yeah, cool. So email us in at blackrockbroadcast@gmail.com and email us in if you think that I am obviously the hero or if I'm for some reason the heel. It's obviously Jax. I'm Tim, obviously the hero.
Tim, everyone Jax likes the villain more. The of course I'm the villain. I tell them the truths. I'm like the Joker in The Dark Knight. No one remembers Batman in that movie, Tim.
Wow. A true villain. Says,
and I end this episode twirling my mustache.
Oh my god, that's because you're gross enough to have a fucking mustache. Alright, see you next time.
You just wish you could grow a mustache. Catch you later! This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts if you wrote about the episode? Think I am obviously the hero? Most likely. Then why not join us on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.